From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, May 15th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listener support and by Modern Pest Services, committed to taking an intelligent approach to pest control. Learn more at modernpest.com. And by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org.
New tests that could triple Maine's testing capacity for COVID-19 are expected to be up and running by Monday. It was a little more than a week ago that Governor Janet Mills announced that Maine had entered into a partnership with IDEX, the company that makes the tests. Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Pingree of Maine is supporting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's $3 trillion pandemic relief bill, although she acknowledges it will never become law. Mal Leary has more.
The sweeping measure is 1,800 pages long, with hundreds of provisions, nearly $1 trillion for state, local, and tribal governments, an extension of unemployment benefits, an increase in food stamp benefits, and another round of direct payments to individuals. Pingree says that while she believes the bill is needed, she's aware that Senate Republican leadership will likely not allow a vote on it.
We felt like putting it on the table, showing where the need is, makes it much harder for them to just dismiss this as if there's no problem.
The GOP version will likely carry a considerably smaller price tag. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
There are new developments today in the legal battle over whether rope used by Maine lobstermen poses a deadly threat of entanglement to endangered North Atlantic right whales. An activist who's won past decisions to protect the whales filed a motion in Bangor federal court seeking a preliminary injunction to halt lobster fishing in Maine. Richard Strahan's case is similar to one he brought in Massachusetts, where a federal judge ruled recently that the lobster fishery there violates the Endangered Species Act. Strahan says state governments and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have deliberately ignored the law.
That's the evil behind the curtain, that NOAA and these states have agreed that nobody's going to enforce the Endangered Species Act, not only against individual fishermen, but these state agencies either.
Filings are also due by midnight tonight in response to a federal judge's finding in a separate case that federal regulators are illegally allowing harm to the whales. Conservation groups that brought that suit are expected to propose remedies, which might include closing parts of the lobster fishery. State and industry officials had no immediate comment. In weather tonight, showers and isolated thunder with some heavy rain. Overnight lows in the low 40s to the low 50s. As many states, including Maine, prepare to hold their spring and now summer primary elections, Congress is weighing another round of relief funding to help them pay for safety equipment and other voting expenses created by the coronavirus pandemic. Mal Leary has more.
When members of Congress talk about safety at polling places, they often cite the example of one state in particular, where the governor's postponement of the April primary was reversed by a court, and dozens of poll workers were infected with COVID-19.
What we really don't want is a repeat of what we saw in Wisconsin, where people are literally having to choose between taking a disease risk or exercising their right to vote.
Maine Independent Senator Angus King says it's not known how many voters may also have contracted the virus, but he says government has a responsibility to limit the risks on Election Day. Several advocacy groups are urging an array of safety measures, including postage paid absentee ballots for every registered voter, online voter registration, personal protective equipment for poll workers, and disinfecting polling booths after every voter. Anna Keller is with the League of Women Voters.
Some of these are things we already have in Maine, and some of them are things that we need. But for states all around the country and for voters all across the country, these reforms are really essential.
Congress has already appropriated $400 million for distribution to the states to address additional election costs. But states are required to put up 20% of the total grant amount at a time when state and municipal governments are losing tax revenues. All four members of Maine's congressional delegation say they support eliminating the match, but there is no agreement on how much more money will be needed. The House has supported $4 billion in additional aid, but Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says the final number is up for negotiation.
That would be part of the package of state and municipal aid.
In a statement, Congressman Jared Golden said he supports eliminating the state match. Fellow House Democrat Shelley Pingree supported the $4 billion proposal, but says she's not sure that will be enough.
Whatever's in that next package, the Democrats are going to advocate for both the elimination of the state match and much higher funding levels.
Maine's allocation of the first election aid is just under $4 million, with the state match at more than $650,000. Secretary of State Matt Dunlap says he would like to implement many of the changes proposed by advocates, but is not sure the money will be there to pay for them. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Have a good weekend. I'm Nora Flaherty.